家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由看言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam。
很多朋友应该知道，就是我和 Adam 以及我们开言的大部分主播呢，我们是在加拿大，是在温哥华的，但是我们绝大部分的用户和我们绝大部分的 coworkers， 我们的同事都是在中国的，所以我们就一直要跟大家远距离异地的工作。
That's right. We have a long distance relationship.
I know.
Of sorts.
对，其实你讲到 long distance relationship 是远距离恋爱，对不对？ Which sucks, which is hard. 但是我现在必须说，比远距离恋爱更难的事情就是远距离工作。
Right, right. So yes, yes, long distance relationships are tough, but long distance working, remote working is tougher.
但这两件事情，工作和恋爱在生活里都非常重要嘛。那我们今天就来讲一讲，好不好？
Okay.
How, so why don't we talk about 这个远距离恋爱 first?
Okay, so we already mentioned long distance relationships. We didn't really mention how to use that in a sentence. We tend to say things like, I am in, or I was in a long distance relationship.
但是在讲它的搭配之前，我还想问你，这里我们用 long distance,Distance 是名词，就我们不用 long distant 形容词，不用这样。
That's that's a good question. Yeah, it's long distance relationship.
Okay, 好，那接下来你刚刚说的，就是如果我在远距离恋爱，或者我上一段是远距离恋爱，我们用的介词是 in 是吧？Have you ever been in a long distance relationship?
Right, right. Now you could also say I have or we have a long distance relationship.
Okay, 可以说 we are doing long distance.
Yeah, you can. Of course, you guys probably know by now that native speakers love to use do and go to express just about anything. So yeah, we're doing the long distance thing. That would probably be pretty common. Or if you are about to start, if you or your partner is about to move to a new city or a new job, you might say, we're going long distance.
对，因为很多时候这个远距离不是一开始就是这样的，而是后面因为一些改变，you kind of have to go long distance, 就是要变成远距离的啊。好，这个时候因为大家对你在说 relationship 这件事已经很清楚了嘛，所以 we can just drop relationship and say go long distance.
It's pretty obvious. If you're already talking about your relationship, yeah, you don't need to keep using that word.
好，那远距离恋爱啊，我们是讲到了恋爱 which is a verb, 动词 in Chinese,但是 relationship 在英语里是一个名词啊。
That's right.
所以这里我们就不会用Long distance dating. Dating 是动词吗？
It is, yeah. I mean, you could. It's just usually when you're in a long distance relationship, you're not really dating. Some people are, right? Some people are dating. They are going online in one country, they're meeting a person from another country or another city. So they are dating. But usually when we're talking aboutwith your girlfriend or your boyfriend, a rather serious relationship. We use long distance.
We use relationship 这个词、是吧？好，那其实听到 long distance relationship, 让我想到它是一个除了远距离以外就还很 long, 就可能是比较长的一个过程。中文我们有一个说法叫爱情长跑。And it's more about how long that relationship is.
Right, not long in space, but long in time.
Time, 对对对。英文要怎么表达爱情长跑？
I guess I'd say they have gone the distance.
to go the distance 是什么意思啊？
Persist.
就是坚持下去是吗？
Right.
Like your relationship will last.
Right.
会持久。
Yeah, so last is a much more common word. Like maybe for example, if you start dating someone and your friends or your parents think, oh, this guy you know.
Not so good for you.
Maybe it's not so good for you. Like, I hope this doesn't last very long. Or that's, maybe they're just saying, you know, this is one of your first loves. It's not going to last. But, you know, sometimes relationships defy the odds and they
go the distance.
They last.
好。那这个 last, go the distance, 有一点像爱情长跑 maybe. Right? 但爱情长跑有的时候它形容的就是他们dating, 他们恋爱了很多很多年，但最后也没结婚，就是有点没结果那种。
Well, okay, so that's probably where the phrases differ. Just go the distance really just means endure, survive, keep going. There's no real negative or positive connotation other than we're saying, hey, good job, you've kept going.
对，爱情长跑我觉得也是 it could go either way、right? 它可以是比如爱情长跑了十年然后最后结婚也可以爱情长跑十年最后分手
or、okay.
you know they didn't get married and they didn't break up either and they're still in
just keep going
yeah just keep going 而且也很开心也很幸福好那最后关于远距离恋爱我想问 Adam 一个 personal question
sure
have you ever been in a long distance relationship
not for long
就真的很难是不是特别我觉得在 pre 互联网年代 I don't know how, my parents they were in a long distance relationship for a few years、
right.
I think yeah they just wrote letters to each other
yeah I mean I always think that for old timers for our grandparents or even before our grandparents like imagine if you were just writing letters the speed of the relationship would just be spread out over a much longer time period. So even if you are really, really bad for each other, you wouldn't really find that out until like letter number 10.
真的是
Which has to be sent, you know, back and forth around the world. That's going to take time. Now it's a couple text messages, you know. Do you like pizza? No.
所以现在我觉得 we've lost our ability to write 情书 to write really good love letters.
Right, right.
yeah, because we're just WeChatting each other.
Exactly, exactly.、
Yeah. 好，那说完远距离恋爱，我们现在 move on to 这个更难的事情，就是远距离工作。
Okay, so the big question I get a lot is, do we say long distance
working,
work, right, or working?、
Yeah.
And the short answer is no.
Oh, okay. 大家打消了一个念头。那怎么说呢?
Well, we usually say work remotely.
Okay. Remotely, remote, 不是电视遥控器叫 remote control?
Well, it's the same idea. You are
at 就是有个 distance,
a distance, right? There's a distance involved here. But remotely just means basically that you are in one place and you're...company or your job or your office is in a different place.
对就是 your coworkers, they're not in the same office.
Right.
Right? 但我发现今年因为疫情嘛又出现了一个新的说法就是在家工作、
right.
居家办公。
Right. And I remember at the beginning, there were battles, linguistic battles over what to call this.、Mm. Is this work at home or work from home?
现在感觉这个 battle 被 settled 了，基本上就是 work from home.
I think so, and it might have something to do with the acronym.
Acronym 就是它的缩写。
Right, the letters. So work from home, of course, is WFH.、
嗯、
work at home is...
Wow.
I should have been wow.
W-A.
Oh, work at home. Wow.
Yeah, I think W-F-H as an acronym, 首字母缩写会好一点。好。那你可以说 I work from home,、mm-hmm. right? 因为 work from home 和 work remotely 也不是完全一样的呀。
Yeah, exactly, exactly. You could be working remotely from a very tiny office.
Or a very big
office,
Or
a very
office,
big office,、
right?
but in a different location.
是。诶，那其实说到语言，我觉得也很有意思啊。We could be describing more or less the same thing, 但是好像过几年它就会涌现出一个新的说法然后以前的说法就会变得非常非常的过时、
mm, That's right, that's right. So I remember in the 90s when the internet was really taking off, a lot of people started using the word telecommuting.
Oh, 这个是不是听起来就是很90年代很90。
Yeah, you know, tele, this, the future is the telephone or, you know, telecommuting. Another one, teleconference, which sometimes gets used. It's certainly used more than telecommute. But both of them, yeah, sound a little bit out of date.
Okay, 所以这个 telecommuting, 这个和那个什么电信公司 telecommunication 还不一样哈。我们这里是 commuting。Commuting 的意思就是去上班、
right.
对不对那 tele 就是你是用这种 technology
Right, right、19th century technology Telegraph
好既然它那么 outdated 我们就不说了、Guys, just remember Work remotely or work from home、If that's what you're doing 那对我们来说因为我们 The rest of our team is in Beijing
Right
所以我们在温哥华这边的团队就是 we're working remotely with our co-workers in Beijing, right?
right?
不管是 long distance relationship 还是 working remotely, 这个其中都有很多挑战啊。
That's right. So both of these situations that we have been talking about today, they present certain challenges.
所以挑战啊，当然就是 challenge or challenges. 这个词你应该不陌生啊，但是我们需要想办法克服这些挑战。
Right, so overcome the challenges.
Overcome, 其实它也很形象。Over 就是 you're on top of it.
Right.
Rise above the 挑战。
That's right. But overcoming challenges is challenging.
对，所以 challenging, 我们加 ing, 它就变成一个形容词。
Right, that's challenging. Or often we can say people are challenging.
有些人很难搞，是吧？
It's a little, it's a nice way to kind of say, yeah, they're difficult.
好，其实我自己觉得最 challenging 的，就 work remotely 啊，最 challenging 的就是最大两个概念嘛。时间和空间
Yeah, space and time. It's always come down to space and time.
A lot of people ask me, oh, 你这个时差, how do you deal with that? 这里时差, because I know we talk about jet lag
all the time.
Feeling jet lag.
right.
就你到一个其他的国家,
yeah.
对吧? 但是这里我不能说, how do you deal with the jet lag?
Time difference.
就这里是 time difference.
Yeah.
对,总之就记住, jet lag 是你要到那个新的时区。
Right, yeah.
That's something you feel,
Your
right?
body doesn't... is not aware of the time difference.
对, but you are in that new time zone.
Right.
但是当我们讲到比如在加拿大然后同事在北京
Right.
你们怎么克服这个时差、这里的时差是一个概念因为我们人没有去、所以我们就要用 How do you handle the time difference?
The time difference, right? Yeah. Or another really common question is What is the time difference between A and B?
是 I'm very bad at calculating the time difference.
It's really hard, yeah. It's because the time goes one way, but space goes the other way.
和北京的是加还是减？
Right, it's tough. It's,
Even after so many years.
I was really lucky before because my hometown, Toronto, for half the year anyway, is 12 hours off of China, or the difference is 12 hours.
所以看到那个数字是一样的
right, right, right. It's really, really easy. Yeah, but Vancouver, even though it's closer in space to China, it's further away in time.
See?
It's really hard.
Biggest problems of mankind, space and time.
Challenging.
How do you overcome it? 但是呢，我觉得人就是只要你在 if you're in that situation, You find a way to make it work.
We always have, right? Yeah. Back when it was horses and paper, you know, you found a way to make it work.
所以在一个很 challenging 的 situation 里面、就是我们总归有办法的，总归想得出办法的英语就可以说 you find a way to make something work,、对不对？ Or...You will figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out. That's a good one. Find a way. That sounds more poetic in a sense.
I like being poetic.
You are very poetic, yes. You always find a way to show off your poetic side.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这里。不知道我们的听众 ，Are you in a long distance relationship, or do you work remotely with the rest of your team or some of your coworkers? 哎，还有你想出来什么好办法克服这些挑战，都希望大家在留言里跟我们分享。好，那今天节目的最后呢，也跟大家特别预告一下，就是下一期的潘吉杰尼告诉你，我们请到了一位神秘嘉宾，她应该是很多人心目中的女神，大家喜欢看她的戏，喜欢听她的歌，并且她的英语非常非常的好，是谁呢？猜猜看。而且最重要的是，下一期节目一定要收听我和这位神秘嘉宾的访谈。 Thank you for listening guys, and we will see you next time.
Alright, bye guys.